Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this weekend by District 3 Tuolumne County Supervisor Anaya Kirk. Supervisor Kirk, during the last segment, you detailed a number of things happening specifically in District 3. District 3 is a pretty heavily forested area. Anything else related to fire prevention going on right now?
I'm part of the Highway 108 Fire Safe Council, and being on that council, I've learned that, you know, those guys are doing a lot of good things. There's a lot of pre-existing fire breaks. There's a lot of fire breaks that they're going after for grant monies to implement. Something that's really great is that Cal Fire has a 13-man crew that's going to be equipped with a chipper, a skid steer masticator, an excavator with a mastication head. So this crew is going to be going out. They're going to be some of the fire breaks are already there. They're going to be cleaning them back up and maintaining them. Some of the new fire breaks that we'll get in the future, they're going to be doing those and maintaining those as well. So that's great for my district. Internally, our county approved more monies for a brand new fire engine, which is a great step in the right direction. Locally, you know, we created the fire task force, which is a bunch of citizens who basically get to give us their recommendations and pursue some good things related to fire. So I appointed Carol Hallett and Joe Berninger to that task force. And tonight I'm actually going up to Tween Heart to meet with some of the homeowners up there. You know, she's spearheading getting the FireWise program implemented in Tween Heart. And I've touched base with some other communities within my district to try and also do that. And basically it's just to bring awareness to your local community and to your neighbors to be FireWise, to do your defensible space. A lot of people think that this is going to change the way fire insurance happens. Right now, it doesn't look like that, but I'm sure down the road it's going to help. But for me, it comes down to, you know, if it can save lives and save structures, and then it's a great program. And I encourage anybody in my district to connect with your homeowners association and look at creating that. And I'll be right there beside them if they like to do that.
How about the issue of homelessness in Tuolumne County? That's been a growing issue over recent years. Are there any actions you'd like to see the county take in regards to that matter?
Yeah, so I think Carl even said it. It is a very complicated issue, but I think, and I'll just come out and say this, I think people who want to help and people who are getting involved with this issue, everybody has the right heart, the right intention. Nobody wants to see people homeless. Nobody wants to see people struggle on the streets. But then for me, I have to look at the big picture and how did we get to this spot? I think Ronald Reagan's biggest mistake was closing down psychiatric hospitals, and he even said that. I think there are people in this community who have serious mental health issues who are homeless. And, you know, they closed down those hospitals because they said it was cruel and unusual. Well, what's cruel and unusual is that these people are out in the streets and they don't have the resources they need. So at a state level and at a federal level, that I'm a firm believer that we need state hospitals back for the mentally ill. So that's one sect. So you have the mentally ill. You have people who families with kids, people who fall in rough times who do fall homeless. And then you have people who want to be homeless, and then you have people who are drug addicts. And, for people who are, first of all, I believe the priority should go to families with kids, veterans, and then the sticky spot is the drug addicts and the people who are mentally, have mental problems. And a lot of times those are both one and the same. So something that I would like to see implemented, and I've seen it in other states, and actually the Department of Corrections is headed down this road, is MAT training. It's basically medical assistant treatment. And so for people who use drugs, a lot of people who are homeless use drugs, their dopamine levels are through the roof. You know, an average person, you and me, our dopamine levels are around 50, around 50. If we have a bad day, they go down to 40. If you have good drinks, or not good drinks, if you have good food, it might go up to 94. And dopamine is the motivation part to your brain. Well, people who use drugs, when they start off, they're going up to 1,100. If you do meth, your dopamine levels go up to the 1,100 range. And so when you lock somebody up, when they commit a crime, you lock somebody up and their dopamine levels plunge down to the 10 range, no motivation, no will to change. And so why am I saying this? What I'm trying to say is, the state has kind of done things backwards. people say we shouldn't be locking people up who are using drugs and committing, you know, offenses at the theft level of $950. The problem, though, and what I believe we've done and what we've done in error is we've, through Prop, you know, 57, AB 109, Prop 47, all these propositions that were approved the last decade or so, is we've released everybody out of prison and jail and put them on the streets. And now they're, you know, a lot of those people are getting high, they're homeless, and they're committing offenses. And it's this vicious cycle. I'm a big advocate for if you commit a crime, you should be locked up. The problem where we erred, the state and I think local jails and whatnot, is we weren't providing any treatment at the level that we should have. And so so when we talk about homelessness, the big problem is people who are locked up need to be provided treatment. The treatments for drug addiction, you know, there's basically in the MAP program, there's basically three drugs. There's methadone, naltrexone, and buprenorphine. I can't even pronounce it right. But those help subsidize or help, they're blockers either for dopamine, or they're blockers or they're supplements depending on what the psychiatrist requires. And so the big problem is that we're not dealing with the problem, which is mental health, which is drug addiction. And so we really need some major reform internally. And it's actually a really exciting time to be in corrections right now, because we're going to see this program be implemented in the next year. And at the local level, I know Sheriff Pooley, we're talking about getting some grants to implement a program like that. So when it comes down to it at the end of the day, like I said, people have good intentions, but I'm not about creating an atmosphere where people can come and be homeless. I think it's just going to compound the issue, make it worse. I think we need legislative change. I think we need people who are breaking the law. I think they should be prosecuted for it. But then when they are, we should be providing treatment internally and making sure, you know, that when they get out, they have a better chance. People who get on these drugs and who get wraparound behavioral health services, there's a 60 to 75% success rate, but yet only 10% of the population is receiving it right now. So I'm looking forward to seeing that change at the state and at the local level. I'm real hesitant to get involved with anything that I believe is going to attract more homelessness. And so I think we're going to have more discussion about that with the board moving forward. But something needs to be done, but sometimes doing the wrong thing can make it worse. So we have to be very careful moving forward.
Supervisor Kirk, we've got less than a minute left. Anything else that's keeping you busy these days or issues you're watching?
Since we only have a minute, yes, a lot of people know I campaigned on keeping marijuana out of this community. To me, it comes down to public safety and the law. Right now, it's still a federal offense. There's not an equal playing field. Most of the counties in California are not allowing the large grows and cultivation. So I'm staying afloat on that. I'm paying attention to what's going on in Calaveras County, Colorado. They're re-looking at their numbers because things aren't panning out the way they thought it would be. So just something I'm making sure I stay on top of and afloat of. And yeah.
Very good. Well, Supervisor Kirk, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Again, we thank Supervisor Anaya Kirk, our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Join us next week. We'll be joined in studio by District 1 Supervisor Sherry Brennan.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.